Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Is what it is, Povich against Crochet. But joining us now to talk about what's going on down on the farm, because we're always looking at the baby birds and the future of this team as they look to get back into the contention realm after this year's disaster. From OrielsHangout.com, Window Nation guest hotline, Tony Pettit. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. Let me ask you about Dylan Beavers real quick. Not the bat. I mean, we know that plays. We've seen it here in real time. Defensively, though, and me and Mike Bordick talked about it yesterday on BBT, and me and Nolan were talking about it on Monday. A couple of throws against the Astros on Sunday were like, what the hell was that? When Correa tagged from first to second, and then on a tag play from third, I mean, one even competitive throw, then the misplay in left field, maybe in deference to Gunner charging out, but he looked very Lupus-like, Bad News Bears reference, as the ball fell behind him. I mean, what was his defensive capabilities? Is he a competitive guy? Is this just a tough go of it? Maybe his arm was tired. I mean, what's going on with him defensively here?
Yeah, you know, what I saw with him in the minors was he was a solid defender. He wasn't a guy you're like, oh, God, you know, why he's out there. You know, I think a lot of this is, you know, he hasn't played a ton of left field. I think majority of his time in the minors has been right. I know the Orioles like to play him in all three, play some center field too. He's not a center fielder, but you know, I think sometimes when you go out, people think that you can just go from left to right and it's very easy, and it's not. Ball comes off the bat differently. You get different reads. It's just a different way. Some guys can do it very easily. Other guys can't. And I think some of the struggles we've seen is perhaps the lack of experience in left field. But, you know, again, I think that'll be something that you have to keep an eye on as he moves through. The arm strength, I saw a couple of those throws too, and yeah, they were pretty awful. The weird thing is, you know, he has had a max throw at 91.4 miles per hour this year as well. So he can ramp it up. So I don't know whether the ball slipped or whether he just didn't get a good feel. You know, I don't know. Maybe he lost track of it. Sometimes you can lose track of the cutoff man, and the next thing you know, you're halfway in the middle of a throw, and you're like, oh, there he is, and that could affect the throw. I think we got to see him throw a lot more before we get too concerned, and as you said, it could be a situation where maybe he's got something going on in the arm right now that he just really doesn't want to highlight now that he's getting his major league opportunity.
All right, let's look at a couple of recent number one picks for the Orioles. Enrique Bradfield, 23, Vance Honeycutt last year. Here we are winding down the minor league season of 2025. How close is either one to the majors? We know they're both, you know, plus defensive guys, but are we? I don't want to say disappointments and busts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, what's the holdup, man? College guys, too.
Well, Bradfield's has just been injuries, right? He's had a hard time with his hamstrings of staying healthy and staying on the field. And when he has been on the field, he's been doing quite well. I mean, his last 10 games, you know, he has a .345 batting average. He's got an .872 OPS. He's stealing bases. He's looking like the guy that the Orioles were hoping he would be. So I think now that he's healthy, he's playing. You know, next year I see him at Norfolk. You know, and we'll see how he does up there. You know, I think he is a guy that ultimately still has an upside of being an everyday center fielder in the major league level, but he's got to stay healthy. That's really the issue for me with him is we just got to see him go out and play 100, 145, 150 games a year and stay healthy. And if he is, then I think he's a guy that defensively he's absolutely going to be a plus defensive outfielder. I think he'll hit enough to be able to keep himself in an everyday lineup, but he's not going to be an impact hitter, and that's just the way it's going to be. You know, there's no other way to describe Vance Honeycutt as anything other than a bust. Nobody's going to put the numbers he's put up so far. He can't make contact. He doesn't hit for power. You're talking about this is an entire season of this now. We're not talking about a guy slumped in the very beginning of being Aberdeen. The numbers just tell you the story. He just can't hit professional pitching. And unless he can be completely reworked somehow in the offseason, I think that he's just a miss.
Hey, Tom, what's the latest with Kerstad?
Yeah, the last thing that I think we've all heard was that he went on the IL for exhaustion. I've never heard that term used before for the injured list. Again, I think we've talked about him a few times, and I don't think he's a guy that's ever been right since he got beamed in the head. And I don't know whether he has continual concussion syndrome, whether he just it got in his head from the lack of success he's had this year. I don't think any of us really know, but the end of the day is, you know, he's a guy that's not playing, and probably I'd be surprised if we see him the rest of the season.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, last thing for you, getting up here to the major league level. Mike Elias has a big offseason ahead, as we all know. Mike Elias is now a guy that a lot of Orioles fans don't like. In his offseason last year, assembling a starting rotation was brutal. And the Orioles paid the price early in the season for it. But might have to hire a manager. Would you make a case for Tony Manziolino keeping the full-time job? Or is it time to maybe, all right, let's reset, get a whole new dugout crew working, and move on and take advantage of this window that's still open, in my opinion, with the young talent that you have under control?
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yeah, personally, just what I've seen with Manziolino, I don't think that they can go move forward him next year. You know, there's some questionable decisions. Just some of the statements he made. I mean, he made the same statement about that he was the low man on Kowser's defense in center field. I just question when you go, did you look at any of the metrics? You know, the metrics tell you he gets good jumps. The metric tells you he's a solid defender out there. I'm not quite sure I understood that. Obviously, you could pick on him for his decision last night of sending Aiken out there, which I thought was ridiculous after he had just did a Houdini act in the eighth. And we've seen it a couple times at the bullpen. And honestly, again, I think the guy's probably a good, solid baseball man, but I think you need a good, solid veteran manager that comes in, has done it before, has won before, and can maybe make a difference with this young talent. Because what we see is a lot of good young talent overall that really has not performed up to what was expected. And at some point, somebody has to take the blame for that. And I'm not saying it's all Manziolino, it's not all in the coaching staff, but at some point, somebody has to take the fall. And that kind of also talks about Elias. He's going to need to, if he gets another offseason, he's definitely going to have to rebuild this team. This starting rotation, as well as that bullpen, is going to need to be reworked. And if last year was any indication, I would have concerns.
Tony Pente, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com?
Well, talking about the Orioles and all their minor leagues, going to our different message boards, go to the minor leagues where we have a board that talks all about the power rankings. You can find out who the top 40 guys you should be following in the minor leagues, as well as about 25 other guys that you should keep an eye on.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Tony Pente. We'll come back, whip around what happened on the world of sports last night. A couple of things. Orioles history, good, obviously. And there's a lot of college football tonight. We'll come down or run down some of the games. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, bottom of the hour-ish. Talk about last night's decision to leave Aiken in and looking at the final 5 weeks. Where's the positivity? What are we looking for?
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from the Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.